You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO News. This is Ahmed Mushtahid. As students begin their new school year, Montreal's French school board struggles to fill vacant teaching positions. The Commission scolaire de Montréal says it needs around 1,500 teachers over the next 5 years to meet the needs of the rising student numbers. The president of the French school board told CTV News that the board is working with local universities to ensure more teachers graduate. She also added that Bill 21 and its ban on religious symbols has not caused any candidates to be refused work. The board recently changed its stance on Quebec's secularism law. Originally, the school board said it would fight Bill 21, but it recently published hiring notices saying employees will be subject to Quebec's secularism laws. The Vancouver Rape Relief and Women's Shelter, an organization that provides shelter and services for rape victims and women fleeing domestic violence, has become the target of violent graffiti. Threatening messages such as Kill TERFs, an acronym referring to trans-exclusionary radical feminism, were written across the windows of the organization's Kingsway Education Center. The organization was deemed discriminatory by the Vancouver community for its policy of denying services to transgender women. The center says that this policy is necessary to protect women who have experienced male violence and may not be comfortable around transgender women.
The climate and ecological crisis is a global crisis and the biggest crisis humanity has ever faced. And if we don't manage to work together, to cooperate and to work together despite our differences, then we will fail. So we need to stand together and support each other and to take action, because otherwise it might be too late.
This was part of Greta Thunberg's speech upon her arrival in New York after a 15-day trip across the Atlantic. The 16-year-old Swedish environmental activist has traveled to the city to attend a UN summit on zero emissions after refusing to fly because of the carbon emissions caused by planes. The teenager has made headlines for her school strikes, which have inspired a worldwide climate change protest movement. Her first strike for climate took place outside the Swedish parliament in August last year.
Oh, everybody. Welcome to CJLO 1690 AM. I'm DJ Jerry, and you're listening to the Audio Pen Pals. Today we also have
DJ Grills,
DJ Claudia Rocks,
and DJ Tam. Welcome to the show, everybody.
And we're missing DJ Julie Perry and the two Peters combined.
Yeah, so we're a little light-staffed the show, but we're still going to have a good one for you. We're going to be playing a lot of music, I think, right?
Right.
And then, as usual...
And we're going to be talking about the nice raffle tickets we're going to be selling. Right, Claudia?
Yeah, that's very true. We're going to be talking about a couple fundraisers that are going on in the near future. This includes the CGLO one, which is very
currently
exciting.
Currently we're talking about.
Yeah, and also the shuffle as well, which you're participating in, right, Jerry?
Yeah, right.
And speaking of fundraisers, I see all this equipment here in the studio is covered with lovely Braille, thanks to the Concordia Council for Student Life. So if you want to get involved with this show or like come and DJ or even just have a project involved with the Audio Pen Pals, you can contact us at audiopenpals.cjlo@gmail.com or get at us through Facebook.
Or if you want to reach us on the phone.
Well, the thing about the phone is you can call like 514-848-7471 when we're on the air, and we're very glad to talk to you on the air, off the air. We can have a chat. You could text us as well if you prefer. But while our show is not on, it's just whoever is DJing will get that message. So, I mean, if they get it to us, great. But otherwise, the email is the best way to get in contact.
Yep.
Yeah, so reach us out to us there. But for now, I think we're going to go back to some more music. This one was requested by Claudia Rocks. It's Cuts Like a Knife.
It all worked out. like a knife. Yeah, but it feels so right. Now it cuts like a knife. Yeah, but it feels so right.
So fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime, didn't you? People call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without? But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction? Jugglers and the clowns, when they all did tricks for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you everything he could steal, how does it feel? How does it feel kiss on the steeple, and all the pretty people, they all drinking, thinking that they got it made. Exchanging all precious gifts, but you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Now you got no secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown?
Is this thing on?
Join me, Allison, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on Transistor Sister, where I play the songs that are stuck in my head so then they can get stuck in yours. The best in alternative punk, indie, with a sprinkling of pop, only on CJLO 6090 AM. Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, October 3rd at the Palais de Congrès de Montréal. Admission is free. The expo opens at 3 p.m., but come as early as 2 p.m. to catch the feature seminar. For more information, check out our website, www.studyandgoabroad.com.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganagahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganagaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Welcome back. I'm DJ Jerry, and you're still listening to Audio Pen Pals on CJLO 1690 AM.
This is Claudia Rocks.
This is DJ Tam.
And Grills.
And on today's show, we're going to talk about there's a big weekend coming up.
Yeah, Labor Day.
Yes, Labor Day. So, and what is everybody doing for Labor Day?
Figuring out what I'm doing.
Before we get into that, I mean, we should have a little word on the significance of Labor Day, because I think that's pretty important.
Well,
does anybody know?
I saw it with meaning is that it was mothers that were protesting one day.
Really?
Yes.
Before they go into labor?
No.
Oh!
No. There were mothers protesting and saying that they should have the same outlaw is men. The same outlaw is men. Because men used to get days off, and why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't they? So they, and because men were getting days off from work, and why shouldn't women?
So I think that while everyone's enjoying their time off on the long weekend, they should remember very deeply the significance of why it's there in the first place.
Yes, because it all has to do with women not getting time off from work and women sacrificing the time that we get off, and not men. And men getting time off, not women.
Yeah, it's actually one of my favorite holidays, I think. Yeah. It's non-denominational. That's a plus.
And it's
a great time of the year. Mm-hmm. End of August. You can't really ask for any better time of year than that.
Which brings us to our next point.
Oh yeah, well, the end of August.
No, since we're going to the month of September, what would be coming up first?
The new school year, I'm guessing.
The shuffle.
Thank you. Oh, I was waiting for someone to trigger it. But yes, the shuffle. Oh, it took me almost 2 hours to get my job done.
Yeah, but that's not until the end of September.
Yeah, on the 27th of the month anyway. Thank you.
Yeah. So, for listeners who don't know, the Shuffle is an annual fundraiser held by Concordia. It is used to generate money for like bursary funding or other funding for the academic community. And basically what the Shuffle is itself is a walk that is sponsored, where each walker is sponsored, that goes between the downtown campus and the Loyola campus here. So yeah, it's a good way to support community at the university and like raise some money to give to, you know, some good causes. Our very own Jerry participates every year.
Yay who?
You won the shuffle last year, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, by winning the shuffle, you mean you won the raffle at the end of the shuffle, right?
Yeah. What did I end up getting? Remember.
Because the shuffle's not a race, right?
No, it's a pace of your own time.
Yeah. So you
won. Apparently, thank you very much to Allison, who was there also, since she had to take care of the radio part of it.
Yeah.
But, what did she and I know? I win something very nice.
What did you win, Jerry?
A Fitbit.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah.
Apparently, I got it, and how did I do it? We end up taping Valerie's speech the week of the shuffle. The Monday of the week of the shuffle. What did I get? The winning. Thank you.
Yeah. If you want to participate yourself, you can go to the www.concordia.ca/shuffle. And you can log in there, you can donate to one of the runners, you can get pretty much everything done from there. So anything from walking to donating. I know Jerry would appreciate your donations if you are looking to fund a walker. And you can reach all that from www.concordia.ca. Okay, I think, would you like to go back into a song?
Oh, sure.
All right.
You're offering.
Here's another one requested by Claudia. This one's a classic.
Yeah.
Who's this dedicated to?
Sports arenas everywhere, right?
Wow. Or this one's dedicated to Pete.
Okay, this one goes
who
out to...
Who isn't here anyway?
This the one goes Groove out, Master.
This goes out to Petey. Here is Seven Nation Army.
Taking their time right behind my back, and I'm talking.
Welcome back, everybody. You're still listening to Audio Pen Pals and CJLO 1690 AM, and I'm still DJ Jerry, your host, with
Claudia Rocks,
DJ Tam, and
DJ Grills,
DJ Claudia Rocks,
and that's all. Light show today, but we're bringing you a lot of content. We just played Seven Nation Army for you, and talked a bit about the Concordia Shuffle, which isn't the only fundraiser coming up in the near future. We also have another really important fundraiser for CGLO itself. So, in case you haven't been a new listener.
Or everybody else who hasn't tuned in for a while.
Yeah.
Right, Claudia?
We host the Audio Pen Pals at campus radio station called CJLO. It's great. They give us everything we need to make this show happen every week.
And we can say thank you to the people who designed the Braille, right, Grills?
Well, a little bit, but I mean, thank you to the Concordia Council for Student Life. They do it big for the Audio Pen Pals, but
the station still needs more money on top of that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Part of having a thriving community means having money coming in, and this upcoming fundraiser is really a key part of that.
Yes.
And every radio personality will be bringing us up during the next couple of weeks anyway. Right, Grills?
I think it's all
personalities all the time.
Yeah.
Because apparently everybody's selling raffle tickets, and in case you don't want to.
The way that money is made during this fundraiser is it's a couple ways. So CJLO is going to be selling a ton of raffle tickets. These raffle tickets are what will be with every DJ. So if you run into one and you know the community in some way,
or the personality is trying to say the exact same thing anyway. So
if you want a raffle ticket from us, what you can do is you can either, and you can email us at audiopenpals.cglo@gmail.com, or you can go to cglo.com to go to get more information about the contest itself.
Which I think will be ready by the start of next week, but who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, when it's up and running, thanks to someone we know. Oh, Dopey.
So in the meantime, you want to just support CJLO because
because we're gonna need, they're gonna need the money to get this upgraded again somewhere.
Well, I was gonna say that legends were birthed here, but yeah, what you said too.
Yeah. Also, if you want to, and if you don't want to get, if raffles aren't your thing and you want to support the community another way, there's also a benefit concert, right?
Benefit concert.
Yeah. So every year, CJLO hosts a Big Shiny Tunes night. If you're not familiar with Big Shiny Tunes, they were these compilations from the early 2000s and the 90s, maybe. I'm not sure. But compilations from the early 2000s where...
And 90s.
And 90s?
And 80s or whatever.
I don't think they started in the 80s.
No, not in the 80s. Just the 90s.
Anyways, they started at some point in the past. I think they're on they're on Big Shiny Tunes 6 now, which I think is about 2003 or something like that.
Something like that.
3, 4.
So what happens is at these shows is they get a bunch of bands to come on and cover the various artists that are on the various tracks that are on compilation album. And there's a couple of the Big Shiny Tunes aren't the greatest, but we're on a good one right now. And that has quite a bit of juicy tracks on it.
That sounds like some nostalgia you could reminisce to.
Yeah, it's definitely nostalgia that you can reminisce to. So if you come out, you come to the show. I think all the money goes to CJLO itself. All the bands are doing a huge kindness to the station by playing for.
Shouldn't we tell them where it is?
So it's at La Vitrola on September 20th, which I believe is a Friday, and show will probably start around 8, around 9. And
probably will end around 1 a.m. closer to it, right, Claudia?
Yeah, they got a lot of ground to cover, so I think it would be 1 a.m. is a fair
that wouldn't suit me.
Fair time. I guess in celebration of the upcoming show, we're going to play some tracks off that album. Here is
Blink 182.
Yeah, with the
summer and the warm tour. I remember it's the first time that I saw her there. let you know when. Don't count on me, I'll do it again.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. Every Friday, from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Check out Concordia Store's Back to School Deals. Huge savings on all of your back-to-school essentials, supplies, tech accessories, and Concordia gear. Show your color with the Concordia crew at $24.99 or a $29.99 hoodie. Plus, save 25% on all backpacks. Concordia Stores, find everything you need for school in stores or online at concordiastores.ca.
This is a story about a girl named Lucky. Early morning, she wakes up. Knock, knock, knock on the door. It's time for makeup. Perfect smile. It's beautiful.
Well, my little brother's raising hell, living down in Texas. Probably ought to be in jail from the stories that it tells us. Of whiskey nights and rodeos, the strippers down in Austin. He's had himself some real good times if he could just recall them.
Everybody, you're still listening to Audio Pen Pals on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm still DJ Jerry, your host, and I'm with
Claudia Rocks,
DJ Tam, aka DJ Cam,
and I've been DJ Grills.
Oh man, we're gonna have fun right now. It's open discussion. So, what's everybody doing for this weekend? Thank you.
Well, I don't know so far. That's an open discussion with my family.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what I'm doing yet. I've been feeling a little tired recently. Like so they've been doing construction. Well, so there's a maintenance person that comes to the alleyway right beside my window at like 8 in the morning, and I'm staying up very late because I don't know, don't have any structure in my life. Recently I've been very tired, so I'm debating on either, I don't know, going out, hanging out maybe at a park outside, enjoying the nice weather, or just sleeping all the time, because it's important to catch up on your sleep. And the maintenance person out in the alleyway is not very sympathetic, but I don't think they work on weekends. So it's my one chance to get some hours of snoozing in. So I might try to take advantage of that. Grill, what do you got going on? I heard you had, I don't know what's going on this weekend for you, but I heard you had an eventful last weekend, correct?
Yeah, you know what? Like, the softball team won the championships.
Woo! That's great to hear. How was the game itself? Was it a tight game, or
No, it really wasn't.
So your team had really honed the practice of professional softball down to a science at this point in the season. Really locked
yeah.
in for the playoffs.
I mean, we tried hard and we played fairly. So at that point, the score doesn't even matter anymore. I'm just sad that it's over. The team's going to be continuing doing a few more weeks of fall ball. But now that school's back on, I don't know. I might go watch their game tonight, but that's not something that I can necessarily commit to. What else am I going to do? I'm going to be getting hyped up for September 8th, which, as you all know, is the Parkinson's Walk at Parc Lafontaine. That's a very, very important walk to get behind, and it's a very important community to be a part of. So, yeah, you can email audiopenpals.cglo@gmail.com if you want to know more about how you can get involved with the annual Parkinson's Society walk.
Which you'll have an update by the time you get to your email. Right?
Me, like me personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll send you, we'll be able to send you all the information via email, no problem.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, if you ask about it, I'll reply. I'm not going to start like sending an email to like the whole world about it, but like I'd be glad to share information with you, and then we'll volunteer together. It'll be fun. Sunday the 8th.
Yeah. We're not quite at newsletter status yet, but maybe we'll get there one day.
Yeah, we'll put it in the Audio Pen Pals newsletter when it comes around.
When we get to it.
Yeah, I think in many ways the show often functions in many ways like a newsletter. So it's an audio newsletter.
And then finally, I'm going to go to Nelson Mandela Park up in Côte Saint-Luc. This is a beautiful park, and they have kind of a, I don't know, like a pancarte, and it's like commemorating Nelson Mandela. But they got the date of death wrong.
Oh,
by
really?
Like 14 years. So
what?
I called the city asking, you know, I dialed 311 for maintenance as the sign suggested. And the clerk at the city wasn't interested. They said, you know, we can't go around like fixing every sign left, right, and center. And I was like, well, it says City of Montreal on it. So you might want to think about that. Anyway, long story short. You go check out the sign before it, you know, before it gets changed permanently. It's a little piece of Montreal history.
What date does it say?
It says 1999. So granted, I mean, it's four digits that they have to change, and like not yeah. just two.
It's but, probably etched into stone too.
No, it's really just like a sticker on like a sign.
Ah. Well, they missed it for a while. It could be even weirder where they are announcing his death that will happen in the future or something like that. Like,
well, there's the Mandela effect, which is like, do we have time for this? Because it's an actual thing. The Mandela effect, it's the collective unconsciousness kind of like fabricating a false memory and then sharing it, like the Berenstain Bears, instead
yeah.
of being like Berenstain and not actually Berenstain. And the most famous example of this is Nelson Mandela, people claiming to remember that he passed away in prison in the 90s.
No, he didn't.
He most definitely didn't. I mean, like Barack Obama spoke at his funeral. That's a pretty recent president.
Yeah.
One problem, he was the president of South Africa before he died, so.
Yeah, but that's not, yeah. I mean, your yeah. date of death doesn't change, like, depending on where you're president. Like, I don't know.
How, may I ask, did he die in, 97 when he died in 2000?
That's a fine question. You're going to have to call 311 and ask them.
Yeah, and I think that's about time for the show. So, do y'all want to say goodbye?
Goodbye from Claudia Rocks.
This is goodbye from DJ Tam. This episode was brought to you by the Concordia Council for Student Life. We want to thank them for supporting the show. If you ever want to get involved with what we
and
do here, or
the Braille
in any way,
for it.
Oh, and the Braille on the board. So if you ever want to get involved, reach out to us at audiopenpals.cglo@gmail.com.
And this is DJ Grill.
And DJ Jerry. Bye.
Bye. Stay tuned for the Groove Masters Hour coming up next.
Yep.
Leave the Christmas lights up till January. This is our place, we make the rules. And there's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Have I known you 20 seconds or 20 years? Can I go? Crash in the living room. This is our place, we make the call. And I'm highly suspicious that everyone who sees you wants you. I've loved you 3 summers now, honey.